This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I would say, to his credit, he's kind of forced a pretty quick timetable. Now, also, I would say that him being able to potentially fill needs that the Royals have works out for that pretty well, too. Obviously, he can provide power. This is a team that's kind of lacking in power. But to his, the main part of it is, it doesn't look like, especially at the plate, it doesn't look like that the minor leagues really have much to challenge him, and that forces a faster timetable.
JJ, as someone who has seen a lot of prospects, what are you seeing from him currently at the plate? Why do you think minor league baseball was so relatively easy for him?
He has some of the best power you're ever going to see as far as pure power. We saw that in college. We've seen that in the minors. I would expect you'll see this in the majors. Like, when you talk about Royals hitters who can hit the ball the furthest, right? Obviously, you don't get extra point, you don't get extra runs. You know, if a home run's 465 feet versus scraping over the wall, but at the same time, you probably are going to hit more home runs if you can hit a ball 465, 475 feet. That's something that Jack can do. That's something that he did at Florida. That's something he's done in the minors. This is a guy who, I mean, that ballpark is always going to make it tough for anyone to hit a bazillion home runs. We've seen that over the years. Obviously, yeah, the list, there are a lot more great Royals hitters over the years than there are great Royals sluggers. But it would not surprise me at all if Jack ends up being one of the greatest sluggers that the Royals have ever had.
That's where, at least when I'm looking at this move, I kind of see it twofold. I see it from everything that you're talking about. The Royals offense certainly needs a boost. They need somebody that can help drive in runs and somebody with a little bit of power. I think he provides that for this team. I also think that he has shown great maturity in moving up the ranks. I also see this as the Royals kind of pressing the panic button when it comes to their offense this season. Their offense has just been really bad, and they need a boost desperately.
I would say this. The way that we had a scout talking to one of the other guys on our staff made the point. He said, look, Jack's just not going to get challenged in the minor leagues. It doesn't mean he won't struggle. It doesn't mean that at the major league level he may not have some adjustments to make. But he could spend another 100 games in AAA. He's not going to have to make those adjustments because they're not going to provide the challenge to do that. With all that being the case, you might as well bring him up. And maybe he hits the ground running, and you're talking about he's a middle-of-the-order bat from day one. But even if not, the way he's going to get to that point is by facing big-league pitching. Now, you know, we could talk about the defense. That's a little bit of a bigger question, especially if he's going to be playing the outfield a lot. But at the plate, there's really – you could kind of make the argument that if he's going to have – things that he has to learn, he's going to have to face big league pitchers to learn them. So there's no benefit to having to wait on that. And especially when, with these kind of, he's really a good bad ball hitter. and he has exceptional power, maybe he just never has to go through those learning, you know, that learning curve that most mortal prospects have to go through.
Right now, we're talking to J.J. Cooper with Baseball America, learning a little bit more about Jack Caglione. You've mentioned challenges a couple of times. What challenges do you think he hasn't faced so far? What challenges do you think he's about to face in his first 30 days in the majors?
He's always been a very aggressive hitter, right? Now, that hasn't really ever significantly come back to hurt him. This is a guy who hit over 400 at Florida in his draft year. But there's long been a thought that at some point, better pitching is going to take advantage of that aggressiveness. It's never happened, right? It hasn't happened in the minors at any level. We have a story up today at baseballamerica.com, the StatCast standouts we do every week, that kind of makes a note that his chase rate in AAA is getting better and better. So maybe he's making that adjustment without ever kind of facing the bad consequences of it. But if you told me that changeups and sliders gave him some issues in the majors, wouldn't shock me at all. He will kill a fastball if you leave it anywhere over the plate. He's going to, you know, you better be a good slider. It better be a good changeup. It's not going to be something where just any slop's going to do. But those are the challenges that I can see. Like, you can see that for almost any young hitter. I do offer kind of that, or a little bit of a reminder. If he has a great first month, that's great. If he has a terrible first month in the majors, people should go back and look what Mike Trout did the first time he came up to the majors. It's not always linear, but it is something where you want to see these developments happen pretty quickly.
JJ, reading the story last week from ESPN, they talked a lot about chase rate and strikeout rate. When you look at Jack, is that something that bothers you? Is that something that concerns you? Or is this just something that the modern baseball player is going to deal with because they just strike out more than players 10, 20 years ago?
Pitchers are way better than they were 20 years ago. So, yeah, they're going to strike out more. They throw harder. They throw nastier stuff. However, Jack is the kind of guy who has shown the ability to cope with that, and he's also shown, like, if you hit 35 homers, like, he's been a 300 hitter in the minors. He was a 400 hitter in college. If he's a 250 hitter in the majors, he could be a very good player.
One thing that I think excites me as someone that has watched this organization my entire life is you mentioned the possibility of him being a slugger. I'm just trying to think of how many of those guys that the Royals have even had in their organization. You mentioned it. They have had some great offensive players. They really haven't had many guys that you think have the ability to put the ball over the wall. The way that you describe his power, it sounds like he could be one of the rare breed of Royals prospects that we've seen in the last 10, 20 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is Bo Jackson type of raw power. That's what we're talking. I struggle. Jorge Soler, I guess, you know, he was a Royal for a while. He has someone who had that kind of raw power, but there aren't many. There are not many.
JJ, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball for Jack Caglione. Where do you project him playing? Do you think he's a first baseman? Do you think he's an outfielder? Where do you think he best fits in the field?
Ideally, he's a first baseman. I think that's his best position. I also completely understand, like, if you're the Royals, you're probably going to play him at right field, left field, right field, depending on whichever is the smaller park. That's going to make a lot of sense for him because they need outfield help more than they need first base, DH. You've got Pasquantino, obviously Salvi play, DH is a good bit now. Those positions are occupied a lot of nights. In the outfield, last I checked, as of yesterday, I think Kyle Isbell leads the outfielders with three homers. That could be a good week for Jack.
Right now, we're talking to J.J. Cooper with Baseball America here for a couple more minutes, learning a little bit more about Jack Caglione. Let's talk more about the outfield. What do young outfielders struggle with as he is making this development? This is not his natural position. He hasn't spent a lot of time in the minors playing in the outfield. What do young players struggle with when it comes to the outfield?
Well, he has some limitations that are just going to always be there, right? He's not the fastest guy in the world. And there is a certain amount of how much ground you cover depends on your foot speed. But the things that you do develop are, okay, how well do you read the ball off the bat, right? When the ball's hit, how long does it take you to realize where it's going and to make your move? And then do you go in the right direction, right? Can you figure out that, to sound mathematical about it, but can you figure out where the ball is going to land? Can you figure out that intercept point and run a direct route to get there, or is it a little bit more meandering? I will say for him, I've watched every play he's made in the outfield this year. He hasn't been brutal out there, right? He catches the ball. He's had mainly routine plays, but he catches those pretty well. The challenge that he is facing, that I think he will face, is he doesn't have great foot speed. And I know he's a two-way player in college. He also kind of, his arm, you know, his velocity really tailed off at the end of last season at Florida. I haven't seen the cannon so far in the outfield either. So that'll be also something to watch. Does he have that arm that he had on the mound where he was high 90s at times? Or is he not throwing like that as much anymore? So, like, again, I don't expect him to be horrendous out there. He looks like he's got some aptitude. But at the same time, don't expect him to be, you know, this is a team that at times was, you know, fielding Lorenzo Cain in center and Gerard Dyson in right. It's not going to be that either. He's not going to be that rangy kind of guy.
JJ, you and I were talking about this before we hopped on air, that you have some questions about Jack. Now that he's hit the major league, what questions do you have? What worries you a little bit, or what could be a problem for him as he makes this final step in his career?
I would say, like, I mean, again, it's hard for me to imagine him not being a productive big leaguer, especially guys who move like this, the hit rate on them is much higher than guys who take 5 years to figure it out. However, you know, there are still enough concerns. Like, there are a lot of ways where he ends up being a very good player and not a great player. And that's not a criticism, really, right? Like, you need good – not everyone's Bobby Witt Jr. You need good players to go around your great players. Jack might be a great player. He has a chance to be a home run champ. If he doesn't, if he ends up being kind of more of that low average slugger, 230, 240, doesn't draw a bazillion walks, hits his homers, but that kind of gets – kind of loses some of those to the state, the home stadium, the home park he plays at. He could be a good player then. And again, especially if you're talking about a first baseman, okay, you know, if he's a first baseman long term, the demands on the bat are pretty high. All these things. His defense could be pretty poor if he's in the outfield because he just doesn't have enough range. All these things could kind of keep him from being a great player. But it is at this point kind of hard for me to imagine him not being a useful player, a useful regular. And let's just be honest about it. That's a bar that 10 to 15 first-rounders a year fail to clear. And here we are less than a year after he was drafted, and we can say it seems very likely he's going to clear that bar.
So, JJ, let's go best-case scenario. Let's say that he hits his absolute ceiling. What does that look like for him as a player? And let's say that he hits what you just mentioned. He is a good major leaguer. He is not a great major leaguer. He's not a guy that gets you to go buy a ticket, but he's a really solid complimentary piece on a good team. What player comparison is that for him?
So, best case, I would say he's, you know, and when I say Giancarlo Stanton, I'm sure that people are, you know, Giancarlo Stanton or Pete Alonso, you know, but again, don't think of Stanton right now. Think of Stanton as peak, kind of that home run champ type guy. And I'm struggling to come up with a player who's kind of that mid-level guy, but I'm kind of, what I'm thinking about there is a guy who hits 25 to 30 homers, strikes out a lot, doesn't provide a lot for you defensively or on the base pass, that kind of guy. Who's still a good player, but, you know, not that all-star every year type player.
That is J.J. Cooper of Baseball America joining us on the show today. There is not many people right now that cover the game that know minor league prospects better than him. Really excited for Jack Caglione to make his major league debut on Tuesday against the St. Louis Cardinals. J.J., great stuff as always. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.